Ashvani 106.5 FM, awakening the mind and spirit.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Panchayat on Ashvani 106.5 FM. The Nation's Intelligent Talk Show, 3.5 minutes after six. Let's take a look at some of our international stories this morning. US to vote in most divisive contest in decades. The highest turnout in a century is expected as Americans choose between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So almost 100 million votes have been cast already by persons who took the opportunity to vote early. They're expecting at least 100 million more. So we'll see how this pans out. Let's see what else. A manhunt on after Islamist terror attack in Vienna. Austrian police hunt at least one suspect after a shooting that kills four people in the capital. Rescuers rush to save beached pilot whales. About 100 pilot whales are stranded near the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. U.S. businesses brace for election unrest. Teenage girl rescued from forced marriage in Pakistan. Ivory Coast president re-elected with 94% of the votes. What else? A three-year-old girl pulled alive from earthquake rubble in Europe. And on the business side, Indians in India asked to eat more sugar to tackle an oversupply. Let's look at some of the major international headlines. Good morning to you if you're now joining us, and a special hello to those people locked on to us via the internet. On the front page of the Guardian newspaper, zero new cases. That's quite a development. We haven't had that for months in this country. And remember when that time came, when our cases went down to zero, we had an 80-day period with no new cases. And then bam, right after that, cases left, right, and center. 100 cases a day and all kinds of things. And now we're back down to this situation where for the first time in months, we've not had a new case of coronavirus. It's quite a development as to what it means for us moving forward. On Saturday, I guess we'll know whether or not we have any more cases identified as the week progresses, because on Saturday, it's expected our Prime Minister is going to speak to us as a nation and tell us what's in store for us moving forward based on what has transpired. So that is one of the big stories making the rounds this morning. The other is this. Yesterday, a press release was issued by Energy Minister Franklin Khan, stating that the Prime Minister has ordered a review of the refinery proposal put forward by Patriotic and the OWTU. Now, I don't know who Keith Rowley and them feel they're fooling this morning. Probably because of the backlash and the negative comments that have come following the decision to scrap the Patriotic bid, and not just scrap it, but scrap it in record time. And because of the criticism that has been leveled because of that action, here you come like a knight in shining armor to say to the population, you know what? Listen, as Prime Minister, I go review this thing, you know, and let's see what happens moving forward. So you've given this committee 30 days to submit a report that will then go to Cabinet for Cabinet to make a decision. Here are a couple questions, because it's the same committee who reviewed the proposal that is going to review again. What is going to change? Is Patriotic going to submit new information? I don't think so. So how do we arrive at a situation where this evaluation committee, who's been at the front line of this entire process all the while, makes a decision that the energy minister announces to the nation, and then the prime minister comes to say, no, no, hold on your hand. So are we to believe that the prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago was unaware of what the evaluation committee had said to the minister of energy, and that Franklin can't take it upon himself to hold a press conference on one of the most significant developments in this country, and the prime minister didn't know what they were going to say? That is what they expect us to believe this morning. I am suggesting that all of this is damage control. 30 days, something else might happen because WASA is supposed to hand in a report in 30 days by the end of November as well. So we'll have a couple things to deal with. I don't know what's going to happen unless, as I said, there is new information to be put forward. All the information will remain the same. The evaluation committee going over the same documents, the same proposal, the same three issues that Franklin Kahn said that Patriotic didn't deal with going to still be there. So what difference are they going to give us at the end of November? I really feel this population have a set of stupid people in it. PNM party groups asked THA nominee to resign. Ministry records zero new COVID cases in a 24-hour span. Floods. Left, right, and center, all over the country. Flood. If you see flood all over the place, that's normal. Then you get WASA handle water. Because later on this week, look the story right here. WASA announces disruption in supply on Thursday. And if you see the number of places that are going to be affected by this thing, so get your Guardian newspaper and find out whether on Thursday you're going to have water or not, as if you just get water in the first place. On page A6, links for Barrett government on UNC virtual platform. Well, the United National Congress hosted its Monday night virtual report last night. We all know that a date has been announced for the internal election. We all know that the executive posts are up for grabs as well as that of political leader. I would hate to think that the people who occupy these posts at this point in time will use the Monday night forum to campaign, because that's unethical in a race like this. But anyway, stranger things have happened, right? Judge dismisses case against regulations breach at guest house. So Gary Griffith and his band of police gone up in cascade at Alicia's guest house and raid the place and put everybody picture on social media and band it all about COVID party they bust down. You know the case get thrown out yesterday? You know why the case get thrown out yesterday? Because the police prosecutor had asked on the last occasion the case was called for time to send the matter to the DPP. Between the last time the case called and yesterday, they didn't get time to send the matter to the DPP yet. Magistrate threw it out, and rightfully so. PM donates laptops to Mason Hall Primary School. It's heartwarming to see the attention that our Prime Minister pays to Tobago. It really is. It's endearing to see the amount of things and the amount of effort that he puts into Tobago. And somebody put up a post on social media recently, and it was damn right. The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago couldn't find it in himself to visit the families of the fishermen who were slaughtered at sea. But he could find time to go and play with a six-year-old boy who planted a garden in Tobago. Tells you a lot. Sees DSS Center Forensic Testing. TNT World look on at US election today. And that's basically a look at some of the major stories. On the business page, Whitco raises prices on cigarettes. It was only a matter of time. Nestle TNT launches paper straws. And Digicel gets a new TNT CEO. A look at some of the major stories coming out of the Guardian newspaper this morning. Let me say good morning to Kieran.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2020, and there are many stories in today's Trinidad Guardian, which, of course, we must discuss. But as we discuss these stories, we do have a situation in which the patriotic matter is, in fact, being reconsidered. And it being reconsidered from the extent of the proposals that were generally submitted by the refineries. And in so doing, I'll get back to that thought in just a minute. Right, so as I was saying, you have a situation in which the evaluation committee will meet to discuss and perhaps ponder over the various documents and proposals which were submitted. But I don't know whether or not I can trust that, to be quite frank, because on one hand, you have this conversation, and what exactly will that exercise seek to achieve? If the government has identified that the patriotic company's proposal failed to address three specific criteria, then it means that Patriotic would probably have to submit a new proposal if its favorability is to increase. And if they do not submit a new proposal, then it means that the only way they can probably get it is if their proposal on the whole beats back or exceeds the proposal or quality of proposals that were submitted by the other agencies who would have been expressing interest in the running of the refinery. So this exercise is really for what? Is this exercise to evaluate proposals or re-evaluate proposals again and see whether on Patriotic could get a bly? Is it to re-evaluate proposals and to send an invitation to one of the companies who previously submitted to step forward? The Prime Minister, was it the Prime Minister or was it the government? Somebody, either the Prime Minister or one of his other ministers, indicated that the refinery would be operated on the basis of private sector financing. So that therefore means that they are looking at bringing in some companies, whether they are local companies, international companies, or a combination of both, into the running of Patriotic Limited. And if so, what do these companies that would have submitted proposals thus far be able to contribute towards the overall agenda and goal of financing the refinery? So it could be that they are deliberately looking for an alternative arrangement, or it could be that this is simply an exercise that seeks to engage the people who are now angry and seeks to quell and do damage control, given a possible political fallout because of the Patriotic companies being blanked, so to speak. You know, they speak about blank man, and quite frankly, Astroji and Patriotic companies, they were blanked by the blank man. And so it's very interesting to see what the outcome of this will be, because some people argue that the government's mind has already made up and the government already knows who exactly they want to get the refinery. And other people argue, you know what? Maybe this is a genuine attempt at finding a new operator for the refinery. And so we must consider those two options. In my mind, I'm just tired. I'm literally tired of politicians taking Trinidad and Tobagonians for fools. But we take our own selves for fools and we continue to vote back the same stupidness. So maybe we get what we deserve. But I'm tired that, you know, oil and gas are the cornerstone of this country's economy. Say what you will, we have not been able to diversify. And governments come, governments go, especially this particular administration, really do play puppy shows with the goose that is laying the golden egg for this economy, which is the energy and oil industry. One minute is this, the next minute is that. One minute is this, the next minute is that. And there seems to be no consistency, no trustworthiness when the government says that they are going to do something. And lo and behold, the actions do not align themselves consistently with the words. And so you have where the Prime Minister said the government is not closing down Petrochin. And where's Petrochin today? We're in the middle of a dialogue about selling off the Petrochin refinery. And one minute you give it to Anstruji and the Patriotic. The next minute you take it back. The next minute you're talking about reopening the evaluation committee and having the evaluation committee re-examine the documents which were submitted. I mean, I'm tired of the games. I'm really, really tired of the games. Is it that the Prime Minister has already identified a company or a group of people, a group of companies who he really wants use or mobilize the refinery towards productivity again? If that is the case, then just jump out with it. Just see what your overall thinking is. What is your preferred plan for the economy? And what is your preferred plan for the refinery, I should say, and how that plan can be achieved with the help of whatever it is you want to do. But the country is being taken constantly on a runaround. And to be quite frank, I think that the opposition is extremely weak on this issue. Extremely, extremely weak. And it is clear to me, coming out from the stories in The Guardian and coming out of the various stories of the opposition, the focus of the opposition is far more on internal campaigning than on doing anything momentous about this ongoing issue when it comes to Petrichin. I mean, I watched the press conference, which was held on Sunday by the opposition, and it was an extremely weak press conference. It did nothing to inspire me that something momentous was going to be done and that the opposition was hot on the heels of the government. And to be quite frank, we need much more than talk when it comes to standing up to the people in this country who are just taking us for fools. And if it is that that your focus is on the internal elections of your party, then just focus on that and stop taking us for fools as well. I am getting increasingly frustrated by people who are at the higher echelons of society taking us all for fools. I am not a fool. I am not stupid. I am not dotish. And many times I could see through the stupidness that you are doing. And there are many people in this country who are like that. But we continue to be taken for fools. And this is why I agree this morning with Satish that when it comes to the UNC's Monday night forum, that should not be used for campaigning by any particular candidate. Stick to the issues of the country and organize your appropriate forum outside of the Monday night forum or whatever you want to call it, the virtual forum, and use the forum that you organize for your campaigning. Debate each other. If you really are smarter and brighter or this one or that one, then go mano to mano, hand to hand in a debate. But it brings us back to the issues of the day. And the issues of the day about this refinery. And I don't like being taken for fools, for a fool. And I don't like when the people of this country are being taken for fools. I don't like the fact that 1 minute is patriotic, the next minute is not patriotic, the next minute is a evaluation committee, the next minute is this. I mean, what it is, a puppy show? Speaking of puppy shows, I saw photos of flooding yesterday. And it is beyond me. It is way beyond me. That we could be spending millions of dollars here, millions of dollars there, millions of dollars everywhere, and we up to now cannot find the appropriate solution for flooding. We up to now don't know that the rainy season is anticipated to exist every year annually around the same time. So what it is that the ministry, or what is it, I should say, that the Ministry of Works and Transport and the local government agencies would have done in anticipation of flooding? We need to get people who can hold this government to account for the results that emerge from the administration. And when I looked at the homes that were affected by the flooding, I just shook my head and I just bowed. I bowed in grief, real grief, because it's every year, every single year, people have to be doing this and people have to be going through this. And whilst government ministers and members of parliament are in their nice, beautiful homes in Moka and Goodwood Park and Marval and those fancy locations where you know, it is quite obviously well taken care of, the people of Chaguanas, the people of Kearney, the people of Kuva, the people of Barkpore, the people of Debe, the people of Arima, the people of Aruka, they are going through the horror of having to spend money every year to try to get back some of their possessions, only in the next year to see the floodwater take it again. What are we really doing? Are we taking ourselves for fools? Or are we? Is the government taking us for fools, and are we constantly allowing the government to take us for fools? So next week, when there's a rainfall, will there be another set of homes affected? The week after, will there be another set of homes affected? Let's say around December, will there be another set of homes affected? Why is it that we can't love and respect the people of this country so much that we could just ignore the fact that their homes, their safe sanctuary, are no longer safe because of the threat that is rain and flooding every single year? We were promised that flooding would have been a thing of the past by successive administrations, both the PNM and the UNC. And where are we now? where are we now with respect to flooding? Some people are in one corner giving out tablets to children in Tobago when there was no justification, real justification for ending the Laptop for Children's program. And some people are on a Monday night forum arguing and battling each other when they all worked together at one point in time, and at the time when they worked together, they were the best things to each other since sliced bread. And so I sometimes lament the selfishness of our leaders and how they, in an attempt to further their own political ambitions, take this country and take their followers for granted as though their followers are fools. And when they take their followers for fools and they put their energies on everything else other than the real business of the people in a momentous way, this is what occurs. The flooding continues. The puppy show with the energy sector continues. Giving tablets to some and not giving tablets to others, that continues. The issues with respect to crime, as we continue to see, and congratulations to Councillor Faik Mohammed, who is also the mayor of Chaguanas. I saw where he was able to mobilize residents of his area to discuss the issues of larceny and crime. What are people doing? You know? So this morning I am quite concerned that the more things change, the more they remain the same. And I'm looking on the horizon to see who really is standing up and making that difference in the way in which we do business in Trinidad and Tobago. And, well, if you see anybody who's really making that difference, please feel free to let me know. Call me and tell me on 627-3223, 625-2257, and your WhatsApp messages on 3061065. This is the Morning Panchayat.
Hello, good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Satish, Kiran, Trinidad and Tobago. I think it was a fantastic opportunity that this deal between the government of Trinidad and Tobago, the current regime, and the Patriotic stroke OWTU has fallen. And I'm saying that because of the fact that Petrotrin is owned by the state, it's owned by the taxpayers of Trinidad and Tobago, and it should stay in the coffers of the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago. I think it's an opportunity. A lot of things have been said. A lot of suggestions came to play. The government made a mess out of it. And I want to make a public suggestion this morning. Just as Satish Kiran, if you own any asset at all and you do not want to run it yourself, then you can lease it. And my suggestion is that whomsoever you want to lease it to, so long as they qualify, one, there must be a clause in the contract that they will be fully responsible for all the assets of the company. And that is to say equipment and otherwise. And they should return it in the same condition that they got it. I am saying a down payment of 3 months. It should be leased, not sold, so it can remain as an asset of Trinidad and Tobago citizens. 3 months down payment for the lease and an advance monthly payment. And anytime whichever company gets it and you cannot pay the 1 month rental in advance, then it means that you have faltered, you have breached the contract, and it will be up for grabs once more. And I do not care whether it's OWTU, Patriots, UNC, Satish and Kiran and Company Limited, or whomsoever. But the fact is that we must stand by the same principle. It is a business. It is owned by the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, and it should be for the benefit of Trinidad and Tobago and not given to anybody.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, the people who didn't want to deal with Patriotic before, they still don't want to deal with them. And they will never want to deal with them because they've had enough time to decide if they want to get in bed in business with Patriotic in the refinery business or any other kind of business. Now, if they want to buy some snow cone machines or they want to set up a supermarket or two, they could probably get some partners there. But this requires a certain level of investment, a certain level of international transactions, a certain kind of expertise that they will have to get from international sources that will have confidence, first of all, in the industry, then in this particular refinery, and then in this patriotic company, and these characters located within the OWTU. And I think that is a very, very hard sell. I wouldn't even buy a snow cone machine with Roger. Can you imagine having to account to shareholders for hundreds of millions of dollars you have invested with Roger and the OWTU in an industry that is under pressure, in a refinery that is old and large parts of it, you know, might have to be mothballed permanently? I don't think that is going to sell. Maybe with another partner, in another kind of arrangement, somebody might invest their money. So this 30 days will come and go. And it's just a matter of the Wakanda fantasy of the black man emerging on the world stage in this new kind of way, you know, and changing the image and changing everything for the better and so on. But that's not going to happen. They made a whole movie out of that fantasy. You could imagine that? Thank you.
627-322-3625-2257. Somebody sent a message saying, well, I guess with zero cases, the trend will be set for Carnival to be held next year. I'm not too sure about that one.
I don't think this country could even risk that.
Because holding Carnival is not a today for tomorrow kind of thing.
One election, look what happened.
What else do we have?
Imagine for Carnival.
Somebody sent a lot of messages here. I need to sort through those before I actually read any
As you sort through them, it's interesting that as much as we're talking about the petrochemical and refinery issues, there are reports this morning that NGC has recorded losses to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, that story broke on over the weekend, Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm.
And the dialogue continues, and it brings into perspective what we really are dealing with. So not only are there issues with Petrotrin and that front of the energy sector, but we need to begin to consider what is happening at NGC.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Satish.
Good morning.
Morning, Kieran. Princess Song here. Gentlemen, this matter with Petrotrin and the refinery and what should happen with the refinery and the OWTU and so on is very interesting, of course. But I want to vehemently, vociferously, and unequivocally disagree with any notion, and well, will carry any central about being owned by the people. Our experience, our history in this country over the years has demonstrated very, very clearly that state enterprises, whatever it is, statutory boards and so on, are failures when it comes to accountability, or when it comes to management. And that is why today we have WASA, where it is, and TNTech, and Petrotrin, and all these state enterprises. Is it that we want to promote some more Malcolm Jones, et cetera, et cetera? All of these state enterprises, the performance is very poor, work ethics, everything you could think about when it comes to productivity and profitability and so on, it never occurs. It is a haven for party hacks and friends and families and so on. And we could never go down that road, especially at this critical time when we have scarce resources to go to prop up a state enterprise that is losing money. We need our state enterprises to be performing and bringing profits and producing whether what good or service they provide to the population. I think that is the better way forward. And I want to promote, I don't know if Mr. Carney's central position is the party's position or that is his personal position, but it is very, very critical that we have a very clear view and perspective and position on this economic matter. That is why we're in this big mess today. The whole country, every single government entity is in chaos and dysfunctional because of our failure to introduce meritocracy and qualification and those kinds of checks and balances to ensure that we get value for money and they do what their mandate requires them to do by law. Thank you very much, Princess Tong.
Thank you for your call. 627-3223-625-2257. Let's see what else we have for you. Somebody sent us a video. Thank you so much for that. And good morning from New York. Well, the U.S. today, it's a pretty busy day for them. They head into the polls, and what the analysts are describing as probably one of the most keenly contested presidential election races in quite some time. So we'll see how that unfolds. Stay with us. And your WhatsApp messages, send those to 3061065. So, our Prime Minister issues a directive telling the people who only just days ago announced to the nation that the bid that Patriotic and OWTU has been putting together for over a year insufficient to meet the requirements. Prime Minister swooped down to save the day and tell people, hear what? I say look at it again. Look at what again? Re-evaluate what? To come up with a different ending on what? Based on what?
I'm very sure that Franklin Kahn would not have made that announcement into himself or onto his own or in his own capacity. I'm pretty sure that he would have consulted with the Prime Minister and all the rest of Cabinet before making such a statement.
So if there was that consultation, as you're suggesting, that the Prime Minister would have been well aware and appraised of all that happened and all of that kind of thing, how was Franklin kind of allowed to make such a pronouncement?
Maybe he was not just allowed, maybe he was encouraged to make that pronouncement. Maybe, and this is why we need to ask the question, was it the position of the cabinets and the governments of the country to have allowed for Patriotic to submit a proposal and then have the proposal dismissed? Because what you had was the Patriotic Energy Limited submitting a proposal on a Thursday night at 10:07. And by Saturday morning, bright and early in a press conference, the Minister of Energy already knew and was announcing to the nation that, you know, their proposal was illegitimate on the basis that it did not address certain concerns.
Well, as I said, and I've been asking again, I don't know what's going to change moving forward, because all the documents remain the same. The proposal remains the same.
It would suggest that either there's an extremely efficient, high-speed evaluating committee at the Ministry of Energy that would have analyzed the proposals, or it would further suggest that it was the intention of the government to have dismissed the proposal in order to make room for whichever investor they want. And it is interesting that Franklin Kahn immediately had a backup response. In the absence of the OWTU operating the refinery, they were prepared and are prepared to operate the refinery with private sector investment. So Franklin Kahn was sending the signal very clearly that it was in that companies, private companies, would be putting forward their capital. And it makes you wonder, if you know that you're going forward with private sector investment and private sector capital, do you know which members of the private sector you intend to engage, or is it that you have already begun to engage them?
627-322-3625-2257. So we have you via our messages. Somebody sent us a picture again. Thank you so much for that here this morning. For those of you trying to call us, we can't answer the phone right now on social media. Try us back there. I'm not too sure what happened. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning to that and a big goodie bellman. And a special good morning to my former Prime Minister. Praying for you that you'll be strong and be courageous. Morning, Karen. Yeah. Satisan, Karen. The man who is in charge of the country, I don't want to say no prime minister. I want to say how I think I feel. Unless we use obscene language on the radio station, I talk on how I feel. He is no prime minister. He will not be respected from me until he has proven himself to be a government of Trinidad and Tobago. Right now, I see him as the leader of the PNN. And the... You see, playing smart with foolishness. In the leader of the PNM, in his head, he working to suit his people. They're not analyzing the country. I always say that. They're not analyzing the country and saying, well, you know what happened? I am the prime minister now. He's not saying that. He is still the leader of the PNM, and he's saying this for his people. Now we hear that tremendous pressure. That is why he sent back and said that Roger and them proposal, this and the proposal that, because he under tremendous pressure. So as you can remember, we have a next problem in the country here with that money affairs. And he said to bring in international police officers to check this and to check that and to check this and to check that and all sort of thing. His people started to cry now. I'm going back with one of my old saying, Kevin, when bird is alive, it eats ants. But when just said bird die, ants are stone back and eat it. He's under pressure of his own people. Because remember, the subject is the black man thing. The black man thing. And the black people now bawling because he rejecting the black man thing. Petrol train. The money of fears. All the black man thing. So yesterday he got tremendous picks, really, yesterday on them radio station and all over the country, the media and everything, with the black man thing. So it's his own ants now that turning back to eat him. It's not the ordinary people, you know. It's his own ants. So he's playing smart with foolishness, telling me the rain falling and spitting in my face. This is why I'm going to always say I'm going to support the UNC and its leadership, because it takes me somewhere. They give knowledge to me. They make me feel better when they get rich. And these people who are in charge of the government, this PNM leader, I cannot accept. He has no discipline, no manners. You understand? And so I will react to that in my own capacity. I'll react until he changes along his ways and start to show people he's responsible for Trinidad and Tobago. You see where he carried his laptop in Tobago? He did the same thing in Lavantil in our school. He give them jerseys and never present jerseys to the trainer of Trinidad and Tobago. So I have no respect for him, as he is no prime minister. He's the leader of the PNM. Trinidad and Tobago, have a blessed day. Playing smart with foolishness.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call. 627-3223, 625-2257. Just about 5 minutes again before the top of the hour here this morning. Apart from the patriotic thing, which we've been discussing a lot and we need to, there's this development with no new cases of COVID-19. That's significant.
Well, there's no new cases over the past 24 hours. We have been in a position before in which we have reported no new cases over 24 hours over a period of time. And look at what happened subsequent to that particular announcement. We went into a general election and the rest was history in terms of the number of positive cases. So if we have gotten new cases over a day, it's a welcome statistic, but I don't know if it can be a sustained statistic. And quite frankly, some even wonder if it is even a real statistic or whether or not the state is simply trying to use statistics on COVID-19 paint the situation in a certain way to justify engaging in a certain action. And one of the callers said this morning, or questioned this morning, whether the government was intending to open the country for carnival.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Satish.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to Kieran.
Good morning.
Good morning to the Panchayat family. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, today's decision day here in the U.S., Satish. Today's the day when we make the decision whether to keep the monster in the White House, or we gotta drain the swamp. So, you know, we gotta make a decision whether to keep him around or to send him on his, let him pack his bag and send him on his way out. So, you know, I know you guys have your own problems in TNT, but we are dealing with our problem here, and we're gonna deal with it today. So, you guys have a great day, man. All the best, Satish and Kieran. Take care and be safe in Trinidad. Take care.
Thank you so much for your call. 627-3223, 625-2257. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Councillor Miru here. I'm happy to report this morning that the Pluck Road area isn't really threatened to the extent that the river is high. There are only one house. There's only one house that is affected at this point in time, even in the St. John's area where it's flooded. I'm driving through here now. here the water is at normal height. If the rain continues today, we'll have a problem in Plock Road and so on. But for the southern area, the side, we are okay for today, thank God. Just a little run and report by you guys.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We know that those areas were hard hit in years gone by, and from some of the videos that you've been seeing on social media with regard to the amount of floodwaters, you know, the height, you've seen some vehicles halfway covered. And it's a sad story because some of the captions that go along with them, people are saying that just 1 year ago, on November 17th last year, they suffered the same thing. I was reading one post that somebody put up that they lost three vehicles last year, and they lost two others this year again. How do you begin to recover from a situation like that? And what they've been, what they added to the post is that they've been making recommendations for the dredging of the water courses in the area and everything else. Would those things really help? Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We see now that you have no new cases. That is fine. But how many tests have we done to get that no new cases? You see, that is the part of the puzzle that is missing. Every day they come and they say we have too many cases and too many cases. That is one part of the story. The other part is how many tests have been done. It's only by doing that you will judge as to what is taking place. So just coming and saying that we have no new case, to me that doesn't tell me anything. Thank you, Satish.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call this morning as well. 627-3223-625-2257. We've got the Morning Panchayat poll right here on the Morning Panchayat. Stay with us.
Akashvani 106.5 FM, awakening the mind and spirit.
This is the Morning Panchayat on Akashvani 106.5 FM. It's time for the morning poll. The morning poll question focuses on this latest development with the Prime Minister intervening in the issue related to the OWTU Patriotic bid for the Petrotrin refinery. The deadline was October 31st. Patriotic, Ansel Roger, stating that they met the deadline, submitted all the documents. 2 days later, the Minister of Energy, Franklin Khan, hosting a press conference saying it was not sufficient. The OWTU and Patriotic did not meet the requirements in relation to three issues amongst those financing. 2 days later, the Prime Minister comes and tells the nation that the evaluating committee will re-evaluate the process. Will re-evaluate the bids, and they're expected to hand in a recommendation by the 30th of November. We're asking you in our poll question, do you expect the government to change its position on the OWTU Patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention? Yes or no? 627-3223-625-2257. The question once more. Do you expect the government to change its position on the OWTU Patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Debe. No.
Thank you, Debe. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Pity Valley says no.
Thank you, Pity Valley, for voting with us this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Satish and Kiran. This is Plomita. Plomita says no.
Thank you for your call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Satish and Kiran. This is Freeport, and Freeport says no.
Thank you, Freeport, for voting with us. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Good morning, Kiran. Kirep, no.
Thank you, Kirep. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Laquesa Freeport say no.
Thank you, Laquesa Freeport. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Claxton Bay, no.
Thank you, Claxton Bay. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, sorry, we're not hearing you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Arima, no.
Thank you, Arima, for voting with us as well. 627-3223-625-2257. Hello, good morning. Thank you, Kunupia. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Sangri Grandi, no.
Thank you, Sangri Grandi. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Sathya Shankiran. Trin City, no.
Thank you, Trin City, for voting with us. 627-3223-625-2257. Let's head back to our phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Pinal, if you say no.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sathya Shankiran. Pinal, say no.
Thank you, Pinal. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Sanwan, say no.
Thank you, Sanwan. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, and say no, Woodland.
Thank you, Woodland. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. San Fernando West says no.
Thank you, San Fernando West. Hello. 627-3223, 625-2257. Let's head back to our phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jake. El Dorado, say no.
Thank you, El Dorado. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. La Hoquetata, El Dorado, say no.
Thank you, and a couple calls again. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, and we're looking for our final call. Let's see who this is. Hello, good morning.
Marvelano.
And that wraps up this morning's edition of the Morning Panchayat Poll. Got your results in just a bit. Stay with us. Nine minutes after seven. Before we went to the break, we conducted the morning poll. We had asked the question, do you expect the government to change its position on the OWTU patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention? Our result this morning.
100% of all callers said no. I most certainly am very curious to determine what will the re-evaluation of all bids do at this point in time. Now, the re-evaluation of all bids could mean the re-evaluation of all other bids apart from the patriotic bid. Or it could mean the re-evaluation of all bids, including the patriotic bid. Now, if the patriotic bid has not been able to address some very critical concerns, as Franklin Khan is saying that it would, then what do you expect the re-evaluation of that bill to achieve? If something is in a particular state today and it has not been adjusted, it will be in the same state tomorrow, ceteris paribus, all other things remaining equal. And it therefore means that the bid the OWTU put in last week that could not have met the requirements will be the same bid that has to be re-evaluated. Maybe the government will re-evaluate the bid and come up with some recommendations on the areas that it is particularly concerned about and make such recommendations to the OWTU, and maybe there'll be a back and forth. Or what the government will do is seek to go into the pile of proposals and choose some proposals that may better address the issues that the OWTU's bid would have failed to have addressed, and begin to engage those companies from the perspective of those proposals. So we will see, we are yet to see what will come out of it, but one thing for sure, the golden goose of this country, which continues to be the energy sector, continues to hang very much in a cloud of controversy with this latest development.
Right here on the Morning Panchayat, stay with us.
Paint a brighter tomorrow today and win! Spruce up! Up and end the year on the bright side. Get up to 30% off Pentel Weather Shield, High Gloss and Flat Emulsion at participating hardware stores, or up to 25% off Weather Shield and Flat Emulsion at Pentel Color Studios nationwide. Plus, Pentel Makeovers valued at $15,000 and lots of Pentel Paint vouchers to be won. So scan the code and enter today. New beginnings and Pentel winnings are right around the corner. So get painting now. See Press Facebook and Instagram for details.
The National Council for Indian Culture, in collaboration with Guardian Media Limited, presents Diwali Nagar Yaade, the memories of a lifetime. Diwali Nagar will be broadcast for 9 nights exclusively on CNC3 Television, Sangeet 106.1 and Akashvani 106.5, and streams live here as well. It all starts on Thursday, November the 5th for 9 nights from 8 p.m. The NCIC invites you to fill your hearts and enrich your souls with the sights and sounds of Diwali Nagar Yaade from the comfort and safety of your home with our official media partner Guardian Media Limited. It all starts on Thursday, November the 5th for 9 nights from 8 to 10 p.m. exclusively on CNC3 Television, Sangeet 106.1 and Akashvani 106.5, with live streaming as well. Join us for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Don't miss Diwali Nagar Yaade. Sponsored by First Citizen, Unit Trust Corporation, Extra Foods and Guardian Media, our official media partner. Remember, masks save lives.
compliments Authentic Builders General Hardware, your neighborhood hardware, and Satnavi's foreign used and used parts.
This Diwali, your one-stop shop. The Little Store is honored to serve you, and we're offering our customers savings on all puja materials, plus added specials and giveaways. Place your orders in advance for the Little Store's delicious fresh mithai in decorated boxes that are perfect for your guests. Have delectable Diwali delights with our new stock of Haldiram snacks, Indian groceries, and frozen vegetarian products, along with dry goods, spices, sauces, condiments, and hygienic paper Sohari leaves. Grab deals on all brass and oxidized murtis, musical instruments, books, bangles, artificial plants, and other items. Remember, we're open Sunday to Sunday, and you have the option to send your shopping list via WhatsApp and still enjoy our discounts. Have a joyous...
This is the Morning Panchayat on Akash Vani 106.5 FM. It's time for the Morning Poll. The Morning Poll question focuses on this latest development with the Prime Minister intervening in the issue related to the OWTU Patriotic bid for the Petrochin refinery. The deadline was October 31st. Patriotic, Anzil Roger, stating that they met the deadline, submitted all the documents. 2 days later, the Minister of Energy, Franklin Khan, hosting a press conference saying it was not sufficient. The OWTU and Patriotic did not meet the requirements in relation to three issues amongst those financing. 2 days later, the Prime Minister comes and tells the nation that the evaluating committee will re-evaluate the process. Will re-evaluate the bids, and they're expected to hand in a recommendation by the 30th of November. We're asking you in our poll question, do you expect the government to change its position on the OWTU Patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention? Yes or no? 627-3223-625-2257. The question once more. Do you expect the government to change its position on the OWTU Patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, DB. No.
Thank you, DB. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Pity Valley says no.
Thank you, Pity Valley, for voting with us this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Satish and Kiran. This is Plumita. Plumita says no.
Thank you for your call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Satish and Kiran. This is Freeport, and Freeport says no.
Thank you, Freeport, for voting with us. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Good morning, Kiran. Kirep, no.
Thank you, Kirep. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Laquesa, Freeport, say no.
Thank you, Laquesa, Freeport. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Claxton Bay, no.
Thank you, Claxton Bay. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, sorry, we're not hearing you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Arima, no.
Thank you, Arima, for voting with us as well. 627-3223-625-2257. Hello, good morning. Thank you, Kunupia. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Sangri Grandi, no.
Thank you, Sangri Grandi. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Satish and Kiran. Trin City, no.
Thank you, Trin City, for voting with us. 627-3223-625-2257. Let's head back to our phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Pinal, if you say no.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish and Kiran. Pinal, say no.
Thank you, Pinal. Hello, good morning. Thank you, San Juan. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, and say no, Woodland.
Thank you, Woodland. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, San Fernando West says no.
Thank you, San Fernando West. Hello. 627-3223-625-2257. Let's head back to our phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jake. El Dorado says no.
Thank you, El Dorado. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. La Hoqueta Salvador says no.
Thank you, and a couple calls again. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, says no.
Thank you, and we're looking for our final call. Let's see who this is. Hello, good morning.
Marabella, no.
And that wraps up this morning's edition of the Morning Panchayat Poll. Got your results in just a bit. Stay with us. Nine minutes after seven. Before we went to the break, we conducted the morning poll. We had asked the question, They expect the government to change its position on the OWTU patriotic bid following the Prime Minister's intervention. Our results this morning.
100% of all callers said no. I most certainly am very curious to determine what will the reevaluation of all bids do at this point in time. Now, the reevaluation of all bids could mean the reevaluation of all other bids apart from the patriotic bid, or it could mean the reevaluation of all bids, including the patriotic bid. Now, if the patriotic bid has not been able to address some very critical concerns, as Franklin Khan is saying that it would, then what do you expect the reevaluation of that bill to achieve? If something is in a particular state today and it has not been adjusted, it will be in the same state tomorrow, ceteris paribus, all other things remaining equal. And it therefore means that the bid the OWTU put in last week that could not have met the requirements will be the same bid that has to be re-evaluated. Maybe the government will re-evaluate the bid and come up with some recommendations on the areas that it is particularly concerned about and make such recommendations to the OWTU, and maybe there'll be a back and forth. Or maybe what the government will do is seek to go into the pile of proposals and choose some proposals that may better address the issues that the OWTU's bid would have failed to have addressed, and begin to engage those companies from the perspective of those proposals. So we will see, we are yet to see what will come out of it, but one thing for sure, the golden goose of this country, which continues to be the energy sector, continues to hang very much in a cloud of controversy with this latest development. The Morning Panchayat, right here on Akashvani 106.5 FM. Let's see who's there. Good morning.
A pleasant good morning once more, Kiran, Satish, Trinidad, Tobago. Kiran, crime continues in this country, if not increasing to an extent. And I'm saying that in the face of two things particularly, robberies and rapes, right? Now, it is mandatory that we wear masks in the public and so on, right? I want to ask the Minister of National Security, what are you doing with regard to bandits wearing masks and victims cannot identify them? I think, Kiran, we need some form of legislation to do away with ID parades at this point, because if it is that, God forbid, you are robbed by somebody and you go to an identification parade, you did not see the person's face because he was wearing a mask, how are you going to identify that person? So I am saying that it is mandatory upon the state. The Minister of National Security has that portfolio within his jurisdiction. And the fact is that he has to find a solution, else these people are going to continue to go on the rampage, and we as ordinary citizens are going to continue to suffer. And even when we are robbed and so on, these people cannot be brought to justice. The police themselves are in a difficult position. So you see how difficult that can be. And I am saying the powers that be, the Minister of National Security, the Prime Minister, the government as a whole, have to find a solution for it. The other issue I want to touch on this morning is flooding. I heard you say earlier, whether you use Satish Home Server button program, that Ministry of Works and local government bodies and so on. Basically, flooding falls under the Ministry of Works, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that. It's very few drains that fall under local government. The majority of them, and especially ravines and rivers, all fall under the Ministry of Works, and the central government therefore have that responsibility. One recalls in 1996-97, under the Basdeo Pandey regime, he did dredge the major rivers in this country, and flooding had abated quite a bit. When the People's Partnership were in government, they cleaned some of the rivers and other waterways and so on. But this government has ignored us. They have virtually ignored the cleaning and dredging of rivers. It's something that needed to be maintained, and they are not doing that. And finally, before I go on this call, Kiran, over the years for UNC internal elections, I have been part of the elections committee and working within the process and so on, and therefore I will not take any sides. I will not take any sides at all. But I want to make a comment here. Now I see Vasan Bharat spending some money, he's doing some ads and so on. That, that's fine. He appeared on this program and so on. That's fine, and he made some good statements. But the thing is that many people are bashing Kamala Prasad Bisesa and saying that she's using the Monday Night Forum and using the party's resources. I think even Vasan said it, that she's using the party resources to campaign. I do not think it is like that. I think from what I've seen is that her campaign and even the Monday Night Forum, the monies are not coming out of the coffers of the UNC, but they are sponsored, and I want to be fair to all concerned. I thank you. Enjoy.
I don't see how that is being fair at all. If you have an event, it doesn't matter who sponsors the event. If you have an event is for a particular purpose, then you go ahead and then you have the event for that particular purpose. And therefore, you do not deflect away from the focus of what that event is intended to achieve. And if you want to have another event for politicking, you can go straight ahead and do so. Whether it is internal politicking or external politicking. But the brand of the Monday Night Forum is to deal with national matters. What I think Mrs. Prasad Bisesa could probably do is invite Vasan Bharathaman and let him speak as one of the speakers alongside her. Good morning.
Morning. Well, ultimately with the refinery and all investments, you have to have somebody willing to put up the money. Either their own money, or they must be willing to get financial institutions to put up the money through them. And I don't think anybody is going to do that with Rotary. So I see this whole thing as just galling, as we say, playing out a few overs, you know, but the result will be the same. Now, regarding flooding, there's always a little bit here and there that could be done to get the water into the major arteries. And the major arteries are owned by the Ministry of Works. The drainage system in Trinidad is owned by three entities, three ministries: the Ministry of Works, the Ministry of Local Government, and the Ministry of Agriculture. And sometimes employees of these organizations, these ministries, do not know which is which and what is what. And they tell you this part and that part. So they bring the water from the local government area that they control, and they drop it into the main arteries, which are not cleaned. So that's the Ministry of Works. What had been done, you remember Carlos, the super minister, you remember Jack Warner coming into Durbasa Trace, right? He was Minister of Works, but he had come into Durbasa Trace under PO to deal with local government drains. And therefore, that was getting the water out of the main road, because the local government people were not concerned with the San Francisco Road. They were concerned with all the traces. But the water had to get out of the main road drains, right? So he had to come into Durbasa Trace where the water comes in. And then he had to pick up with a local government drain, literally, river if you want to call it that, the Tenant Channel. And then further down, that goes into Ministry of Agriculture terrain. So you have to not separate these things out. That handing over from this section to that section belonging to other people, to other employees in other corporations, other ministries, and so on, is just totally ridiculous, because the entire landmass of Trinidad and Tobago is too small. Even if the Ministry of Works does all it has to do, and the local government is not able to bring the water to the major arteries, you're going to get flooding. If the local government does all it can do, and the major arteries are not cleaned, you have that same problem. And then the Ministry of Agriculture is also in the mix. And then you have all of them failing. Actually, that is what you have. So we have to have some kind of super drainage ministry that takes over all of this, and then we'll get some improvement. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. We have a habit of accepting all kind of mediocre things. If the flood come up today and it goes down tomorrow, we're not thinking about flood again until next year. So, you know, I think too many people are handling this little bit of drainage, and that's part of the problem. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling from Diego Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Karen, the thing about it here is that this government is very good of loading blame and not taking responsibility. A couple of months ago, I saw a gentleman. He said he came from the or appear on the news. He said he was from the ODPM, and he was putting, you know, into the minds of the people that they have to adapt to flooding and all these different things. And I said, but where this thing come from? Where are the engineers? Where are the people from the environment people? Are they not trying to get ways and means to deal with the flooding problem? That is not what the government ought to be doing. And he was constantly, almost every week on the news, you have to live with that. You have to live with that. And the fact remains that the government was apparently shedding responsibility for maintaining the drains and ensuring that there were no flooding and all that. That is what they're about. So the fact remains is that before you have all this thing about draining and who could go away, you must accept responsibility for it. If the government is not accepting responsibility for cleaning the drains, maintaining the whatever it is, you're going to have flooding. So the first thing I think needs to happen is government has to move this to the propaganda and public relations people. I don't know the gentleman qualification. I don't know he's the only person in Trinidad who's saying that you have to live with that. So the fact remains is that the whole of the East, Ruka and all these places would be flooded away and nobody does anything. That is your shared responsibility. You have to accept, the government first has to accept responsibility for this drainage and all that and flooding. They must do that. And they're not doing that. And I don't know where the gentleman is, but I couldn't understand it. And nobody says anything. Say, well, look, listen, you know, you need to appoint a task force, a committee, or whatever, to look into the whole thing of flooding in the area, and let us get a report on it and how we can best do it. Nothing like that. And all you hear is blood and no action by the government. No action. And the other thing I want to mention again with this petrol train business, that is a disaster. I won't go there. A lot of games being played there. And when I suspect, based on the way things have evolved over the last 2 years, from inception to now, what I'm seeing here is that I suspect that the government has made other commitment with respect to that refinery. And what they are trying to do is to dance themselves out of the deal with this patriotic business, right? They are trying to dance themselves out of it. And I think when the minister came forward, they were testing the public sentiments, how they would have reacted. Because he never went to cabinet. So now you say, they never come to us, you know, but we go appoint up. But that was the test. It was testing the waters, how they would have reacted. And now we go send a committee to deal with that. But even when and here the caveat, even if we're going to consider it, the fact remains is that there's no guarantee that we're going to give it to them. I mean, that's ludicrous. But, I mean, they can't play with my head. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Good morning.
Morning, Kieran.
Good morning.
Princess Tong again.
That's
Kieran,
Princess Tong.
Listeners, Karenie Central raised the point about crime and the mask and being able to identify people in an ID parade and so on, which I agree with. But Kieran, you see this crime situation in this country, it is getting worse day by day. And you see what is going on in Felicity with the home invasions. That's a nice way to put it, home invasions. That's a nice social word. The truth is that these are walking bandits, criminals, who are going anywhere they want now. And you see what is happening in Felicity? It is going to happen throughout the country. And I want to remind listeners, those of us who know, remember Guyana under Forbes, Burnham, and Hoyt? Remember what was going on in that country with the crime and the brutality faced by our people? I am saying Trinidad and Tobago is going in that direction. And if we are not strong, if we are not prepared and to put up a strong fight with a strong leader, we in this country, there's going to be mass suffering. Imagine, Kieran, there are many instances where mothers and daughters and sisters have been raped in front of their parents, in front of their families. These criminals have no conscience. They have no mercy. And I even add, there might be a political element, though small, in the whole criminal situation in Trinidad and Tobago. And I am saying we have to stand up and fight. This is a dangerous situation we are in here. And we need a strong, vibrant leader to lead this army. Or else we are in for a very, very serious and dangerous problem in Trinidad and Tobago with criminals throughout this country. And Vasan Barata, I feel, is the man could lead us forward. Thank you, Princess Tom.
Good morning.
Morning, Naprima here.
Good morning, Naprima.
I too was confused about this Petrotrin patriotic, whatever they call it, with Roger and the government, the OWTU. The first time I saw Roger didn't get something, and the man so cool, like if he got it, usually he would have been ranting and raving and calling the government minister and the prime minister by all kind of names. So this seems to be not as it appears, you know. I think Roger and the prime minister know what's going on exactly with this, you know. And you can tell me a government minister, without discussing with your prime minister, a prime minister who always bought in, especially in Petrotrin, 1 minute say, no, nobody is going to be fired, and then you come in and close down the whole of the industry. You didn't run that by your prime minister before you came to the public. So something had to write about this. And I see the opposition, like, they come in to support Roger achieve this, the refinery. Well, they must remember the role you play against them, and they should be very careful. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your call on the Nation's Intelligence Talk Show, The Morning Panchayat. Let's see who's on the line. Good morning. Good morning.
Mr. Kieran. A blessed morning to you and to Mr. Satish. Mr. Kieran, I could ask you a question.
After you tell me where you're calling us from.
Oh, sorry. I was so glad I get in, but I forget that. From Digo Martin.
Yes, Digo Martin.
A blessed day to you again, too. I'm sorry again for that. You see, Mr. Kieran, if you have to buy the refinery and electric cars, electric bus, electric trucks are coming in, you will pay $700 million for that? No, you wouldn't. All you buying that Petrotrin is crap. This is a new world. We're in the 21st century. People don't want that. Anybody buying that, they want it under $500 million. You come to 250. And this is why people cannot. You see, Mr. Roger, he has done great injustice to his followers. Realize that. He mama guide them, he mislead them, and he use their money. Look how people are wrong Trinidad and Tobago are suffering under Petrotrin. Not only the people in South. From East, West, North, and South. You see, when your money go in black market and government can't control it, your value drop in your country. That is real, 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 real. And this is why we, the citizens and taxpayers of this country, if we keep that government for the next 5 years, we have to drink salt water in this country, you know. People are understanding. We are the causes of all action. When we listen, you know why we have 19 party went up? People understand what Mrs. Kamla, she signed a terrorism bill and she was fighting corruption. And this, not one of them don't want Mrs. Kamla Prasad Bisesa because they want corruption as a way of life in this country. But that is the first person. I just say this not because Mrs. Kamla wants to, because she just tell the people when you come in here, go and do your work and don't come and the people vote for you, go and do the work. And this is why she is so straightforward. Look at Mr. Vasan Barat. I respect him. He's a citizen of this land. But when your mama guying people and going with Gypsy, a man who you and Gypsy and the Parta boy calling, all just running like dog and with the bone, all dropping. And this is not a country. The young people of this country are the people who punishing and robbing we old people. And they shouldn't do we that. They should look after us. The young people are very nice people in this country, you know, Mr. Kieran. When you ask them to go and do something, they say yes, sir. No, sir. But some of them, they're so, oh God, I don't know what to say, Mr. Crane. Have a blessed and wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much for your call. 627-3223-625-2257, of course, and your WhatsApp messages on 3061065. Let's take a look at some of these WhatsApp messages in just a bit. We do have many stories in today's Trinidad Guardian yet again. We have been, of course, discussing the issue of the review of the refinery use proposals. And while we have been speaking about that earlier this morning, we see that Patriotic Energies hopes for a meeting with the government. And this story, which is on page 9 of The Guardian, and of course The Guardian is still $3, discusses how Patriotic Energies, which is a company owned by OWTU, has indicated that it intends to meet with the government and that something was amiss, because they are saying that all three issues were dealt with in the proposal that was submitted by them to the government. So they don't understand how the government can say they didn't deal with the proposal or their proposal fell short on three different issues, when they are saying that the proposal did in fact deal efficiently with the various issues. Furthermore, he said that upfront payment would have taken care of the assets, and that was one of the concerns as well. But I don't know that a meeting between Patriotic and the government will achieve anything differently if the government's real intention is to not give Patriotic Energy the refinery. So was it in fact a political ploy that was engaged for the purpose of electioning and for minimizing political fallout? Or is it in fact that the government was genuinely considering the proposals of Patriotic and the OWTU? And having said that, if it is the government is allowing or did consider a proposal from the OWTU / Patriotic Energies Limited for the refinery, should we now be considering proposals for from the SWWTU and any other union that is associated with the port workers when it comes to the privatization of the port? You'll recall that the government has signaled its intention to privatize the port. And in addition to privatizing the port, there have been a number of rumors indicating that the port would be operated by whether it is a French firm, whether it is a Chinese firm, or what have you. And I think Rohan Sinha, the Minister of Transport, came out in staunch denial of that particular allegation. But if it is that his denial is to be taken into account, then the question is, who will be running the port? Has the government already identified a company or some private sector interests? Or, like the Petrochin refinery, will the government seek to engage the union, SWWTU, with regards to the ownership of the port of Port of Spain? I think that is a very interesting development, and we will see what unfolds there. Also, of key concern are the issues with respect to UTT, and the fact that UTT has found itself yet again in financial difficulties. I think that they are estimating a deficit of about 50 million, thereabouts, give or take. And I understand that stories have indicated that the workers are being asked to consider salary cuts so that there aren't any layoffs. Now, between the Petrochin workers being fired and between the SWWTU workers and the port workers facing imminent retrenchment, because the government has not signaled what arrangements it will put in place to protect the rights of these workers and the livelihoods of these workers, you now have the constant issues facing UTT staff. And of course, these issues all point together to a real concern, which is the way in which the government engages with unions and with workers and with people who are of the working class when it comes to their employment at state sectors. Let's look at some messages at this point in time. We have here on WhatsApp someone saying, good morning. Please, WASA, Crawford Trace and Environment desperately needs water. 3 weeks now we have not received a supply and the Wali is on us. here it is basically Hindu community. We pay a bill and send chalkborne water for each home. If the system has a problem, we are down to buying water to cook. Someone says we should export these callers to all the places around the world inundated by flood water due to climate change, so they could recommend cleaning their drains, because it is obviously so easy to eliminate flooding. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Karen.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, well, I'll get that for you.
Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rowley, Petrotrin belongs to the people of Trinidad and Tobago. It then belongs to Mr. Stuart Young, the fellow from Mavalini, I'm calling him Boat, and Sukaran grandson, the fellow who they were down in Ibita, we name Haynes, or Hines, Camille. It belongs to the people of Trinidad and Tobago. So is Wassa, and so is the port. So let us know everything about what's going on. And before I go, Mr. Rowley, you're both up the British parliamentarian for seeing certain things. And you're even linking with the UNC. But a Venezuelan minister, whosoever it is, called me devil. And me like that as a Trinidadian, another taxpayer. I hear you come out and say nothing about that one. Yeah, the man called me devil something, devil advocate or some kind of thing. And I take offense with that truth. So please, I want to hear you come out and say something about that. Please, Mr. Rowley, you are waiting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call on the Morning Panchayat, the nation's intelligence talk show. Good morning.
Good morning, Port of Spain here.
Good morning.
Greetings to all our listeners in Uni Studio. Why is the PNM playing games? That belongs to the people. It is not your property. And they convince all of us that Patriotic made the best offer. 77 people submitted for that. They came to three, and then Patriotic got the $700 million and said, this is so UL. And they convinced the electorate that Petrotrin will be successful. Why are you playing games now? Talking about a private investor and other things, you're saying we can't allow Dr. Rowley to play games with the nation. When I read everything, and government told Patriotic, well, everything is all right. Why you coming back now? You gave a deadline. You are saying they did not meet the criteria, the requirements. Now you're going back again. That is nonsense. We cannot accept that disappear from the PNM. And I'm saying, if they are satisfied, the PNM qualified, and Patriotic doesn't get it, that we are act of betrayal. An act of betrayal. And the people must not act patriotic, must not. I believe that it should be owned by Patriotic, because it will be controlled by all local people. And I'm saying, if this is not granted to Patriotic, it will be an act of betrayal to the people of Trinidad. The same party who claimed that a local people should own the refinery are now finding excuses for this thing. PNM, stop the nonsense. Give it to Patriotic. Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kiran. Good morning. And good morning, is that the Satish?
Yes, good morning.
I'm calling from St. Joseph. Trinidad and Tobago, why are we so surprised as to what has happened with the OWTU and the government? I am not surprised. This is typical PNM style of politics. With the PNM in 2019, you must never forget, in the parliament, when the Minister of Finance, Mr. Embert, said it, that they have preferred the OWTU
went on a political platform in Sawabat area, said it's going to give it to the OWCU, saying that it is the PNM. It is the PNM. Who cares about the OWM? Want to give it back to the people. Now look what has happened. This is typical PNM style politics. To hoodwink you, fool you, bring the biggest hoax ever. I just want to know, how does the OWCU and its members feel today? How do they feel when in 2013, 2014, protested all over the place, went in front of the OPM, prayed, went on their knees, went by the house of the former prime minister? Are they going to do that now? Are they going to go in front of the prime minister's residence? Are they going to drag a mannequin that looks like Dr. Rowley? Are they going to do that? But here I am now, I'm talking as though, like frog in the throat, saying they're asking the government to reconsider their bid. They were never going to give it to you. Again, it's the biggest hoax that you ever got. And all it was just is that they vote and bring back the PNM. So, while they all dance, left foot Balize, right foot Balize, the Balize, however, go and give it to other people. So all I have to say to you, all the OWCU, is you got what you wanted. And take it and now take it. Take care, gentlemen.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
I would like to thank Dr. David Lee last night in his hotel as regards to clearing up some of the misconceptions between Mr. Barrett and the political leader of the United National Congress and how many times they are offering the position as a senator to sit in the Senate and defend this country. Not the country really, but the wrong thing that is taking place within the society. So I, this morning, was a happy man, right? But the good thing about it is that the leader of the opposition and the former prime minister say that everybody is free to join and everybody is free to come and put their name in the ring. And if you have worked for the people and the people still love you or like you as the same thing, I'll vote, but on the 6th of December, the story will tell. And at the end of the day, you always remember one thing. The people is the final arbiter in anything they're doing in this country. So just think what you are doing, people, and vote whoever you think is best to whatever you call to lead the United National Country. And I want to thank you, Mr. Satish. I was enjoying the evening program with you. When you're reading that news, you feel that you know the acts that are taking place while you're reading, that you could see the acts in front of you, my friend. Thank you. You're a very eloquent job you are doing. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lapai, for your call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Caller, if you state your people on other programs and in the public, the Satish and Kiran are not good moderators. They don't have principle. They don't run this program to suit you. I don't agree with what they're doing. And they cut you off when you call. And then after a little while, they ask you to call me, missing you. You get a call back. Would you call back? I'm sure you will have some principle. How you could call out to dialogue with the callers and two moderators whom you cannot agree with because of the principle, the procedure, how they run the show. Do you think for a minute that is what happened to Vasant Barrett? You have a little principle? I fought somebody for the leadership of the party because I don't agree how she run the party and approach whatever. So if he didn't accept the senatorial position, don't you think it's under some principle? Not that the balance of the UNC people just running helter-skelter for a position anyway? Look at it that way. Do I agree with your method of captaincy? How about I come and work for you? Thank you very much. Huh? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. Hello, good morning.
Morning again, sir. I would just like to respond to that fella. If you're on the wayside traveling and you're shut down, you should pull and park because you does not know about this program. You just come yesterday and hey, this is an interactive program. This is my belief. You can't interfere in my belief or no other belief in this. If somebody want to call and they see something is right, and again, you put your money where your mouth is. When the election comes on the 6th,
or whoever you like, you put your money behind it and see you like your right beggar on the road. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Good morning. The OWTU is mainly responsible for the situation at Patrotrin. Do you really want them to be the owners? I hope not. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Stay with us.
Akashvani 106.5 FM. Awakening the mind and spirit.
627-322-3625-2257. Your WhatsApp messages, send those to 306-1065. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I just hope Mr. Barrett's still listening. And so Thursday when he come back, if he could just address a little this question I want to ask. Now, we all know that finances play a big part in political parties in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to know now, where would Mr. Barrett be sourcing his finances if he becomes the political leader of the UNC? And because we know that though, we would say one thing, we project everything to the population. And as soon as you get into power, you become the leader or the prime minister, is the finances, then we'll just play the tune. And then you have to dance to what they're saying. I want to know if the UNC have like a financial department, that if he becomes the leader of the party, if the finances will be transferred onto his use to run the party.
Well, okay. Do you know about those things under the present leadership?
Well, yes. We know that how there are finances that support the party. We know about them. It's no secret. The whole country know that how the PNM have their finances, the UNC have their finances. That is no secret to the population in Trinidad and Tobago, right? We know that finances play a major role in campaigning and everything for any political party that fight in the election. We see that all the ones them who try to start parties, they fail miserably because mainly of finances. But the other aspect of this whole scenario now is that people have to understand. Now, I think that the UNC party need a change in leadership. Because PNM fought two general elections, and Keith Rowley, no matter what was taking place in the country, carried that party on himself alone and won them two elections on his own. Kamala Prasad Bisesa won the election with the partnership. She was carried with a lot of support around her when she campaigned and won the election then. Now, with what is happening in the country, you need somebody who could stand alone and battle the massive giant, the Goliath that they'll be facing, which is the PNM. And honestly, and people have to really come to terms with themselves and be real in this country. The present leader of the UNC, she's a good person. Her heart is in the right place. She know what to lead, but she cannot win an election.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for your call. See if you can squeeze in as many as possible. Hello, good morning.
Good morning again, Satish. Good morning, listeners. I'm calling from Arima, Kirantu. You know, when it is you're going to election, you don't go into election to lose. You're going to election to win. And nobody does not want to go into election to lose. So if it is the people who it is supporting the United National Congress and see that, okay, then we have lost so many times, let us do something different. And I think if it is the political leader should think about it and say, well, okay, then if I love the party and I love the people, I think I should step aside. Nothing is wrong in being in the party. You was a great leader. You was a great person. You had so much ideas. I know her personally from way back when. And if it is she continue to stay in this position, all the members will continue to be in opposition. Satish, I thank you ever so much.
Thank you for your call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish and Kiran.
Good morning.
I am calling from San Fernando. In order to take us through to victory in the 2025 general elections, we need a new person at the helm of the UNC, one who has the vision, the ideas, the zeal and energy to thrust forward and to reconstruct the workings of the party, ultimately leading towards victory. And in my respectful view, Mr. Vasant Bharat, one with a clean slate, no biography, can fit in that framework. One more thing. I agree with Mr. Prince's Tom for his detailed plugs over the last 2 days in supporting Mr. Vasant Bharat. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your call.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning, the bellman. Everything seems to be normal until you get to know them. Now, I asked Mr. Barrett a question this morning. I wanted to win Table and Maruga because I concentrated on winning Table and Maruga in the last general election. I went out there door to door, step to step, converting people that the former prime minister, she have the vision. What she will do, what she wouldn't do. These people was converted night and day. The bellman is sleeping because I want to make sure we win. My question today, just 2 months ago, I told them how great she is, you know. Could I turn back this month and tell them that she's not great any longer?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You convert these people to vote for the UNC or to vote for Kamala?
To vote for UNC.
So then if you convert them to vote for UNC, what makes you think they wouldn't vote for UNC if the leadership change?
Well, if they believe in what I say, I am UNC to my bone. I am UNC to the bone. And whoever win the leadership of the eternal election, I support him. If Mr. Barrett won, I support him totally with my whole heart and soul. And if the former prime minister won, I'll do just the same thing.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. It's 15 minutes before 9. Hello, good morning.
Hello and good morning, gentlemen. Calling from the DV area. I would like these leaders and them to consider, if the race is the second runner-up will be the winner? Let's say, remember, Rudan Munilal have to say something. 19 members have something to say in the UNC, you know. And we must respect that. And then we had the general election, and they will tell us behind the scene if Vasant Barak did help or did he contribute. And I don't think it's for the first place. I think she will win the internal, but I think the second runner-up is the person that she will guide and she will work with for the first, second year and make sure this individual who is the second place runner-up understand the ideology of this, that she will have a view. And of course she have a view and she would like to articulate that for that leader. So I think this race is for the second place and not the first place. So I would like to know if they're going to drop out, if Vasant will drop out earlier, or is he going his whole length? What do you think about general election every 3 years? And I would like to hear what you have to say about Rudan Munilal. So I will say, everybody throw your hat in the ring, and it's really not for the first place, but it's for the second place. And the leader will appoint that person for the general election within the first or second year, but it's really to groom that leader for the country. Have a good day, fellas.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. Hello, good morning.
I wonder if Vasant Barrett supporting Donald Trump, boy. Good morning, Satish.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Karen.
I thought, Eric, you would have been in the United States as one of the political consultants to Mr. Trump.
Well, listen, you're not cheating out the voter pads. So I wanted to go and vote there, you know.
Well, it's no surprise that you, a member of the PNM, is making that statement to me.
You're cheating out the voter pads, boy. We could have sent a few fellas across there.
Anyway,
gentlemen, you know, the U.S. elections are very important to us for many different reasons. The U.S. is a country that is central to this hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, and its economy and its activities are germane to everything that we do. So whatever happens today, and whoever occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is of import to all of us. In fact, I am hoping to see some kind of relaxation of the type of attitude that they have towards Venezuela, so that we could have less Venezuelans risking the sea, taking a boat and coming to Trinidad in order to find some kind of economic space. So my support is for Joe Biden. I believe that he's going to bring a fresh face, fresh ideas, and I believe that he's going to do something better that we in the Caribbean here are going to be benefiting from. So at the end of the day, today is the U.S. elections, and we should all understand that we all have a stake in it, and we should all more or less pick a side. And Karen, who are you supporting?
Well, I prefer to let the chips fall as they may.
Let it fall as they may. All right. Well, listen, I am supporting Mr. Biden. I think he's going to do well, and I think he's going to change the dynamics in the Western Hemisphere, and it's going to be beneficial to all of us. Gentlemen, have a nice morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is where we drop the curtains, as we always say.
Wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, please be careful on our nation's roads. Remember, in saving a life, the life that you save may just be that of your own.
Akash Vani, 106.5 FM, awakening the mind and spirit.